This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses lawmakers' questions in House of Representatives' session, informs the government's efforts to make Nepal's air services prompt and reliable. Prime Minister Oli holds telephone conversation with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, calls for diplomatic efforts for safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Three government hospitals to provide free medicines to patients suffering from brain stroke, and at least 85 Palestinians killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Gaza. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has addressed several concerns raised by lawmakers during the session, question and answer session of the House of Representatives today. In his replies to queries from lawmakers, the Prime Minister said the government is working to make the country's air services prompt and reliable. The head of the government added that the efforts are on to improve the efficiency in the management of the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation. He also stated that the federal parliament is preparing to present the bill to revise and integrate tourism-related existing laws in the current session. Prime Minister Oli added that through an ordinance, the government has revised the act to promote the atmosphere conducive for industrial and enterprise development. Similarly, in his response to a query from MP Vinita Kataya, Prime Minister Oli said that the works are going on under the Mahakali corridor to link Lipu Lake Limpiadhara with the road connectivity. Similarly, in his response to a question from Bimala Subedi, Prime Minister said the government is sensitive about the matter of concluding the remaining task of the peace process soon. He also said that at least 500 entrepreneurs would be provided with the startup loan this year in order to make the youths entrepreneurs. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called on Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, requesting for his diplomatic efforts for the safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Prime Minister Oli made the request this afternoon over a telephone call to Turkish President. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, in response, the Turkish President said that he would take the issue seriously and would make efforts for Bipin's release. During the telephone call, the Turkish President reminded Prime Minister Oli of invitation extended to him to take part in diplomatic conference being held in Turkey in April later this year. On the occasion, the issues of economic and scientific cooperation as well as expansion of mutual ties were also discussed. The government hospitals in Nepal will now provide free medicines to patients suffering from brain stroke. The medicine, which is being made available with the support from the American donor organization, Direct Relief, and facilitated by Nepal's One Heart Worldwide, will initially be distributed at Bir Hospital, Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital and Bharatpur Hospital. At a press conference today, the Ministry of Health and Population announced the initiative. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podyal expressed gratitude to the donor organization for providing the costly medication. Dr. Pawan Jangraimaji, Director of the Management Division under the Department of Health Services, explained that each vial containing 20 milligrams of the medicine cost 70,000 rupees per vial, making it expensive. Visiting Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Moldova, Mihail Pepsoy today paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar, matters relating to bilateral interests and relations were discussed. They also exchanged views on strengthening mutual cooperation in the areas of climate change, education, culture and trade. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli invited the Moldovan minister to the Sagarmatha Sambad, a multi-stakeholder dialogue that Nepal will be hosting on the 16th to 18th of May, focusing on climate change. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. I'll stamp for a short break.
Hashtag 14 hash, yeh ho upaye. Har ek din ko lagi sabai tak, yehi paaye. जहाज कनेक्टेड रहोस इन्टरनेट मा सब गर्नुस
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *14# हाश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhok has said that the housing would be provided to the people of Bagmati and Kosi provinces which were affected by the floods last September after the 30th meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee held today. The Home Minister said permanent and temporary shelters would be constructed as per the need after analysing the damage caused by floods, landslides and inundation. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadka has said that the problems of small-scale hydropower projects would be resolved by making the policy-level reforms. Addressing a program organized by Green Energy Entrepreneur Nepal in Kathmandu today, Minister Khadka said that the government and private sector should move ahead, collaborating with each other for the development of country's energy sector. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 85 Palestinians have been killed in overnight Israeli airstrikes in Gaza, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The BBC said hours later, Israel's military announced it had intercepted 3 rockets fired by Hamas at Tel Aviv in retaliation. This follows Israel resuming its bombing campaign and ground operations in Gaza earlier this week. Over the past 2 weeks, airstrikes have already claimed the lives of more than 430 people, the health ministry reports. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said Thursday that it had launched a ground operation in northern Gaza, marking a resumption of large-scale military action that had been paused since a ceasefire in January. 2 high-level talks are currently taking place in Europe, focusing on the future of peace in Ukraine. According to the BBC, US leaders are meeting in Brussels to discuss their defense strategy and strengthen security measures for Ukraine. President Volodymyr Zelensky is addressing the summit via video link from Oslo, where he is also meeting with Norway's Prime Minister. Germany's outgoing Chancellor Olaf Scholz emphasized that Europe must continue to support Ukraine, regardless of any US-Russia talks, as he arrives at the EU summit. Meanwhile, in London, top military leaders from around 20 countries are gathering as part of the UK and France coalition of the willing. The informal group aims to offer peacekeeping support to Ukraine, should a ceasefire agreement be reached. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of the country. The weather will remain partly cloudy to mainly fair in the dry region of the country. A few places in the mountainous region of Kusi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces will witness partly cloudy weather with a possibility of light snowfall, while the rest of the mountainous region of the country will experience partly cloudy weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses lawmakers' questions in House of Representatives session, informs the government's efforts to make Nepal's air services prompt and reliable. Prime Minister Oli holds telephone conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, calls for diplomatic efforts for safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity, 3 government hospitals to provide free medicines to patients suffering from brain stroke, and at least 85 Palestinians killed in overnight Israeli strikes in Gaza. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.